Well, we've asked Governor O'Malley to appoint a special counsel to investigate the planning, implementation, and ultimate failure of Maryland's health exchange so that when between now and when re-enrollment begins in the middle of November, we can find out, well, A, what happened to the over $300 million that we put out for the website, B, why fewer than 2,000 people were able to actually enroll over the website, and C, be able to iron out all the problems that we've had so that we can make sure that this doesn't happen again when in the middle of November.
What do you believe happened to the website and ultimately the exchange?
Well, clearly the website and the ability for people to enroll in the Affordable Care Act on the Maryland Exchange was a debacle, and much has been reported in the press and other places as to who knew what when, but we need to find out, actually dig down deeper. There was clearly a lack of transparency and competition in the sole source contracting to a company from Fargo, North Dakota via the Ukraine, and we've spent, you know, at this point $251 million of taxpayer money for the website, and fewer than 2,000 people were able to enroll. So then about 60-something thousand other people were able to enroll by spending 5-6 hours in a line to do it by hand and then have those applications funneled to CareFirst. Meanwhile, they had to take off work and have their cars towed. And the real tragedy, of course, is not only the $251 million of taxpayer money, but the fact that real people, people who needed chemotherapy, have heart disease, need their children to have access to health care, have not been able to get that.
The Joint Oversight Committee did its own investigation. What are your thoughts on the results of that?
Well, I don't really think the Joint Oversight Committee did any kind of investigation. The lieutenant governor, who was the self-proclaimed person in charge of the exchange, never even showed up. He never answered any questions about what happened, therefore, and we don't have any idea what he did with that $251 million or why, when he knew a year ahead of time, prior to the October launching of the website, why he didn't tell anybody and what happened to all that money and what were the failures so that we can make sure we fix them by November. So, you know, obviously it's not a mystery to anybody that the special interests that were controlling, controlling the fundraising for the lieutenant governor and others, were behind the people on the Joint Oversight Committee, so that there was no probing at all as to what happened, how it happened, why it happened, what happened to that $251 million, or why the person who was in charge of this website, Lieutenant Governor Brown, was a no-show.
I also understand there the Federal Office of Inspector General will be looking at the Maryland problems as well. Is that something that you're aware of?
Yeah, I think Congressman Harris called for the federal side to be looking at it. And, you know, the issue there, of course, is they're going to be looking at a lot of the exchanges, a lot of the different states. And each state had different problems and different issues. Maryland's problems were far deeper and broader than the other states. We were 46th or 47th in the ability to actually enroll people. Other states have done commissions to look at and investigations to look at what might have gone wrong. Obviously, what went wrong in other states was far less egregious than what happened in Maryland, but Oregon and Minnesota and Massachusetts, Vermont, they've already done investigations, inspections into what happened with their rollout so they won't replicate the same errors next time. Maryland has not done that. So we don't know what the federal review is going to look like, nor do we have any control over what the federal review is going to look like, which is why here in Maryland, where we really pride ourselves on making sure that we take care of the citizens of the state, that we are able to actually have a special investigator, an independent special investigator, a non-political person, kind of like when, and we say in our release today, you know, back in 2008, the governor appointed former Attorney General Steve Sachs to do an independent review into what was going on with the Maryland State Police and the surveillance of political groups. And that was conducted independently and in a short period of time. And there were results from that, and we would expect the same here.
And finally, what would you say to those who say your call for this special investigation is nothing more than a campaign tactic?
Well, I don't know if it's a campaign tactic. I think it's relevant to the campaign. I mean, the people of Maryland in 80 days are going to decide who their next leader is going to be in terms of who the next governor is going to be. And one person has a 23-year track record of seeing problems, things that are not fair, and getting things done and getting those fixed. And then the other person's never run anything, never managed anybody. And the one thing that he was purportedly in charge of was the Affordable Care rollout, which was a $251 million debacle up to this point, and people did not get access to health care. So I think it is completely relevant in terms of the politics of the election. But the most important component of it is the fact that real people have been denied access to health care, and the taxpayers of Maryland have been denied $251 million.
Maryland Attorney General and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Doug Gansler joining us on Maryland's News Now.